When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw. Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw.
Ooh, whoa, 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 whoa.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome back to Race Chaser,
Classique,
a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning. My name's Alaska. Oh, yeah, get that in. That's
excuse
my song.
Excuse me. Just because it's your song season.
I was in the music video.
I bring the beat.
My name's Alaska. What's yours?
Hi, I'm Willem.
Commence. Shake down. That's when they announced the ticket prices for DragCon. Commence. Shake down.
I was so worried because I couldn't find the outline and you said hello and I was like, guess we're starting. And then I was like, you know what? I have this memorized. I could do this off book. I mean, it's no Station 19.
Oh my gosh, it's a book. Holy shit.
Yeah, girl. I did disseminations all the way.
Have you since opened and located the outline? No.
I'm just sketching right now. I'm looking. I got every file on my whole fucking desktop open.
Girl.
Where the hell? Oh, here we go. Hello.
That's hot goss. That is scalding hot goss. This is a very exciting episode because this is the moment. This is the moment that counts. This is the moment that counts. This is season 5, RuPaul's Drag Race. This first season I appeared on, well, I mean, I appeared on a few different seasons, but this was the first time I got to walk into the workroom and be a contestant.
Mm-hmm. You were casting Kathy on every season before that. They're like, oh, look, Miss Casting Kathy. She does a casting special.
Yes.
And you never got on, but you finally made it. And this episode is appropriately called.
I see the workroom right through the door.
We were all feeling like that song when we walked into
it's RuPaulywood or bust, and you made it. You made it to Hollywood. You brought your bags and your trash and your things and
my bag of dirty laundry.
You walk into the workroom. You're a middle girl for the workroom, which is kind of surprising. They put you in the middle slot, but we'll get to that.
They did, yeah. The episode starts with like a montage of the previous queens, and it said, my next drag superstars all have one thing in common. They were all busted and found guilty of being sickening. A new trial begins as we show every single fucking runway outfit in order in this fucking teaser.
Oh, they did?
They did. I mean, they don't do this anymore because
the girls count.
Well, now, yes. They only show things from the first episode nowadays in the like super cut of what happens this season. Because you can go through and you can probably count how many looks and how many runways, and you can kind of get an idea of who stays around longer.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And this opening sequence is a montage it just has it all. But
everything, bad makeup, it's got fake fights, stunts, forced catchphrases, iconic moments, and Mr. X aplenty.
So many misdirections.
Yeah. But the first direction that we're going is in detoxes because she's the one just flowing into this workroom. She says, holy shit, we're here. She says, eat it up and crown it.
She looks so perfect.
Yeah, she looks great.
And This was, I mean, I Queen think it, yes, it was a long time coming for Detox to get on this show as well. I think that she was in talks with them for years, and it was like, finally, it's time to have Detox. Detox was the fucking queen of drag in the Hollywood scene. Just yeah. point blank, period. And so this was like, this was a huge moment to see her there, just looking perfect. The black and yellow, the top hat, the feather, the fucking blonde. Just really such a salute for me. So
and then in walks her Madge, Roxy Andrews, 28.
Madge.
She is, as soon as you see her in Detox, you're like, oh, those two, they're gonna be fun. And she's
dear
wearing
friends.
She's wearing black sequins jacket and shorts.
yes.
She has a problem with shiny little hard things, sequins and then paillettes later in the episode.
Girl, got her together. And anytime she announced, she must just mispronounce fabrics. That must just be like a thing. Like she, Orgzanza.
Yeah, maybe. Drag queens mispronounce all kinds of things, so who cares? She looks fucking great. She's in like she's in a classic Andrews hair. Yeah.
Classic Andrews hair, a very short short and a blazer. So she's there for business, but also for fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because her legs are just outstanding.
Yeah.
What does she say to Detox? Because on the subtitle, it's MASH. M-A-S-H.
It's like the sound that they make each other go, MASH. You have to cover your lips with your teeth and go, MASH. It's kind of like Padge with an M, but like also a goat yodel.
It was like major, like mage, but like it's not, because it took me several days to get to the bottom of what the fuck they were saying. And it's just like a sort of, it's one of those drag things.
It's a get your attention. It's a you can call her that. It's everything it needs to be in that moment. Like we have words like that are multifunctional use, like utility words. And that's absolutely definitely one of them for them. J. Jolie, friend of the pod, she walks in. She says, hey, girls, hi. She's so excited to be there. And she says she's serving up fish, tuna on a platter. And she is wearing pants, a corset, and a hat covered in what looks like jewelry cabinet got caught in an earthquake, and then like you put a hat in there covered in hot glue, and then you just put stuff on it. She looks fucking great. She's cute. She's here. She's living.
And so begins the edit of her laugh being just pasted on anytime she says anything. This was just like my high thing. They started just pasting it on anytime I spoke anywhere. It was and then I would appear on screen. Oh, hello. How's it going? It's the same thing with J. Jolie's infectious, charming laugh.
Wait, so she didn't laugh that much like that?
She has a very giggly disposition, and I think her laugh stood out.
But they definitely re-added it.
I think they were casting her as the very lighthearted, bubbly, you know, laughter girl. She's the laugh girl.
She's the laugh girl.
Tropez. She's the laugh gal.
Well, the girl that gets no laughs is Serena Chacha. She says, this is the best quinceañera present ever. And Detox goes, oh yeah, is it your quinceañera? Detox already not having it from the go. She's like, oh, this girl wanted to be cute. No.
Walking in to the room.
From the walk, D is on it. I love her. So she's wearing a short pink dress with exposed tulle in spots. I don't get why it's pulled up. She looks cute. She looks great.
Yes, it's perplexing the way that the dress looks as though someone was rifling through her underpinnings and trying to get at her. And she didn't readjust herself after the interaction happened. The tulle is poofed out, and the pink dress is like bunched up. It's very confusing. Is this soft sculpture?
What's confusing is seeing all y'all with your old faces, because Alyssa Edwards has had some soft sculpture since. She walks in next. She says she won Miss Gay America, but the crown was taken away from her. She says she's the Vanessa Williams of drags. And immediately we get a girl, she goes straight to the mirror in Alyssa Edwards fashion. She is AE from the get-go. And she is wearing a little black dress with the some sort of Christmas tree skirt for maybe a modern home in the 90s cape thing.
So
it's drag. And then a little fascinator on a three-tone, 27 to light brown hair. It's great. It's drag.
Yeah. I remember thinking Alyssa was way older than she was.
Because of her drag, yeah.
Well, her drag.
She put everything on.
She looked way older. I mean, she's stunning and gorgeous, but that was my first impression of her. And of course, she's got to get in the mirror. I got to get up in this gig, girl.
Let me see everything. Mm-hmm. They got good TV from the get-go with her. And then Jinx Monsoon literally walks in, right in, and she just says, she's so natural from the get. She says, I can hear y'all cackling from down the street.
Yes, she is castigating the girls from the moment she walks in. Could you fucking whores keep it down? Because it's true. You stand outside the door until the people tell you to walk in, and all you can hear is,
not if you're first, bitch.
Right. Well, yeah, I guess you didn't hear anything. You heard stone silence.
Mm-mm. But I knew I was first at that point. So I was like, oh, I'm first. And I started talking. They're like, just let him go. Just let her go.
Jinx looks great, though.
She does. Very Saint-Tropez.
Swimsuit category. Roxy's reading for the moment. Yeah. Jinx looks it.
Roxy and D. Roxy and D are the guys in the balcony. What are their names? Herber Bourbon.
Right.
Statler and Waldorf.
Them. The Roxy and D boots are them.
They fully are. Penny just reading from the moment. Penetration.
Wonder what
hello,
they said about
boys.
Penny. Penny lets everybody know, or they edit it to let everybody know that she won the drag online voting contest. And she is just sporting a classic drag cocktail dress, just a little cocktail dress.
Penetration is drag.
Excellent. Yeah, drag.
Period. Mm-hmm. She's funny. She comes in with a joke. She was lighthearted. She was very, very lovely.
So good on the mic. Always so friendly.
So good on the mic.
You need a wig? She's got 18.
Right.
On her head at any given time.
Right, exactly.
She can wear some fucking hair. She's a tall guy when she's a boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
I can't.
What? Yes,
because I'm just thinking about her pink eyebrow that's like stained on her.
Certain products stain the face.
And then the shade boy eyebrow. So there's like two kind of invisible eyebrows.
Drag is hard,
but it just got me. It made me go, and they sent her home first.
Girl,
damn.
They got her gal, and she was the winner of the fan vote. So but we'll get to that.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Well, you have the soup of the day coming
Vivian
up.
Panay.
It's Vivian Panay.
Oh, and she has the catchphrase, "Hey y'all."
She looks people
beautiful.
People were really doing catchphrases.
It doesn't. Right. I mean, back then we weren't. Kind of.
Just you walk into a room.
Single digit girls were normal. It's like,
hi.
So you walk into a room like you would any other room, just because there's. Okay. Yeah. Now it's like they launched the merch in three different colors when they walk in the room with a cartoon of them.
I have 3,000 units of a shirt that says,
hi! Welcome to the stage, the legendary, inimitable, and my co-host, Alaska Thunderfuck 5027.
Yeah, this look. I stand by this look.
It holds up. She says, I have a very famous boyfriend.
Which I'm quoting Manila Luzon, but it's when I say that,
because
Manila Luzon said that
deep
about
drag Easter
Sahara.
Egg. I love that. I didn't know.
Yeah. Huh. They show clips of, you know, of me being on the reunion and such. I kiss Alyssa Edwards' hand. I went around and greeted everyone. I got the impression that everyone
you kissed the Duchess right on the hand?
I kissed the Dutch. Yes, I did.
Oh. Well, that's what you do to the Duchess.
I immediately was really relieved to see Detox there. She was the only person I knew. Some of the other girls knew who I was just because, you know, because I was featured
Legends
on the previous season.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the horse mask was a choice. I like this look. I think
me
it's
too.
Pretty...
It holds up. It's timeless and it's classic. And you look great.
It was a plastic tablecloth I had sealed with a piece of duct tape in the back. But it was
really,
black and gold, which was representing Pittsburgh.
That wasn't Sequin Queen?
Yeah, moods of Norway.
Yeah, it wasn't lined. It actually was a liner. A table.
A bin liner.
A bin liner. Honey Mahogany walks in looking sickening.
Yes.
A vision in white, and she is the first queen from San Fran. She just says, hey, sisters.
I remember just thinking she looked like RuPaul. Like,
oh,
she looked
gorgeous.
Like she was in one of RuPaul's music videos or something as her stand-in.
Detox said the same thing, except she said not as polished. Like, I know they make you say something about each girl, but like, I'm sure when Detox did that, she probably didn't think, oh, they're going to put it in the girl's intro and make us enemies from the get. Whatever.
Shady ass reading whores. but I think Honey Mahogany looked amazing.
Court.
Then Ivy Winters comes in. Hey, ladies.
Her outfit is so cute. It's so fun. A caution tape skirt. She just looks polished. She looks like drag excellence. She knows what she's doing.
She knows how to construct drag.
She can make a hot air balloon. And those things are like for people not to die in. And she's responsible for that. She knows how to do a hem.
She
this
does.
This is not the House of Barry.
Yeah, she can do it everywhere you look. There's a hem.
Hem.
Literally everywhere you look.
Hemming
there is
and
a hem.
She was hemming and hemming.
I'm hemming and hawing about it. Monica Beverly Hills walks in and says, hello, girls. this is a fun garment. I think it was yarn.
It looks like Peruvian yarn. When it flipped up in the water, you really saw like how like thick it was. And like it was just like a great. You know how skinny, gorgeous model girls can wear, like, bulky things and it still looks fashion? She looked amazing in it. I'd look like a fucking gumdrop warrior.
Right. She looked great. This was a really, like, there's a lot of detail to get into on this look. I really liked it.
And Lanesha Sparks comes in, says nothing, and does nothing, and all the girls just gag because she doesn't need to do anything or say anything because she is Lanesha Sparks. She's trade. She's gorgeous. She's everything. She's wearing a Yellowstone dress with, like, nude illusions, and the nude illusion matches. She comes in doing everything right, Lanesha Sparks. Those Puerto Rican queens can get a girl together for her package.
Girl, I wanted to quit drag on the spot when Lanesha Sparks walked in, and I'm not joking.
I felt that way about Kenya. Exactly. Yeah.
When I tell you, I was like, oh, this is her season. She's going to win.
Top three.
She was giving me very like Tyra Sanchez
Jada
vibes.
Essence Hall, just like strong, confident woman.
Perfect drag. Excellence. Yeah. So gorgeous. I love this look. You could wear this look today if you wanted to look fucking amazing. Fabulous.
Also amazing, Coco Montrese. The diva has arrived.
Oh my gosh.
She looks like she was just running through a train station, just grabbed a paper before the train. You know, she just came in from Paper Mill Playhouse. She was doing tryouts there, but she needed to come into the city for a meeting. She's very that.
Everything must be leopard print.
Girl, the face crack of the century with Alyssa seeing it and then choosing what to do. She's like, let me fix my hair and then I'll put my head down and turn. Just
the fucking epic Lord of the Rings fight music.
They're setting it up from the get-go.
It's exciting.
Yeah. Alyssa and I will have our moment, Coco says, because we need a moment.
This was the thing. Yes. And let's go on a break and then we'll talk more about it. Okay. The face crack of the century.
Oh.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, you're going to want to discover the 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
The Factor meals were so great. I love that they came in a recyclable container and with very little waste. And oh, the yes. food, delicious. My taste buds had a party.
Exactly. Really good. Really easy to make. Loved it.
Not a lot of cleanup because Factor Meals eliminates the hassle of the prepping, the cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff, and you can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and then pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
Well, I just applied some face crack.
Onto my face. Color Revolution?
Yeah. No. Yes. Yes.
Of which I checked with our winner in this episode. They say the girl. Well, you know, they. We'll talk about it here, but after this face crack. But Jinx, and there's some scoop. I have scoop, bitch. I journalized.
What? What was it about the color of?
Okay, in this episode, they announced it's a lifetime supply. Uh-huh. And then apparently later in the episode, they announced a sickening supply later in the season. Jinx never got anything but the makeup kit that was in the workroom for her.
Well.
So, liar, liar, pants on fire.
I don't know why you would want any more Color Revolution makeup than that. There's a little bit of, they explain that there's some sort of history that happened between Coco Montrese and Alyssa.
It feels like the sequel is already here. The way they amp it up, it makes us wonder what it's about. It feels juicy. They aren't specific. Drag Race is good at this. They did it with my whole, like, evolution of stuff, and they didn't answer questions about my disqualification. They're good at like creating lore and legend from just some drag, you know, drag beef and bullshit.
And some credit has to go to Coco and Alyssa because they were very tight-lipped about it. Everyone in the room was like, wait, what is the story between you two? And it was, we'll have our moment later. We'll talk about it. They were very smart because they were like, we're not going to give away the story on day one.
Not day one. No.
We're not
going to
tell anybody what happened.
This is neither of their first rodeos.
No.
But also, a lot of the girls knew what happened. I mean, Detox knew. Roxy knew. I mean, it happened.
I didn't know.
Well, the girls are gotten together with that all too familiar siren, and they say, ooh, girl, you've got pejoratives.
Yes.
And the video message, you do her voice better, so you do it.
Welcome, my queens. I told you California was the place you ought to be, so you tightened up your tuck and you flew to Beverly
Monica.
Hills. Adjacent, that is. So, whether you're a fresh princess of Bel Air, a Malibu Barbie, or just serving Real Housewife realness, to get your big break in RuPaulywood, you need to make an even bigger splash and really shake things up. Oh my goodness, earthquake. I think it's the big one. Oh, and then she has an orgasm.
Slower, faster.
Remember to snatch this crown. You need to fake it until you make it.
Squeak, squeak.
Then RuPaul walks in.
Uh-huh.
And this was genuine. We were very, very, very excited.
Honestly, and he looked great. That powder blue suit, and like so many of you had tried so long to get on at this point. Yes. Other than Serena Chacha, first time out the gate. well, she makes a point to say it.
It's genuinely
nice. Detox is crying when she wins the mini challenge. Like she worked so hard to get on, you know?
We really cared, and I get the impression that I think RuPaul and Michelle, I think everyone was still having a really nice time. It wasn't just like let's do the cog in the machine. They were really enjoying it. The show was really hitting its swing, and everyone was having an amazing time and very excited to be
there. I also feel like
myself included.
At this point, they've been working together a while too, because season 5 was filmed after All Stars 1, because it was Drag You, Drag You, and then All Stars 1, and then season 5. So like they were operating, you know.
Oh yeah,
I feel like this is a great season. And one of the reasons is because of the prizes. It's $100,000, and you're headlining Drag Race Tour.
I have to tell you though, when she said, okay, you get all these prizes. You get this, this, and this. A one-of-a-kind trip. Doodly-dee-dee-dee.
The money didn't go up.
And a cash prize of $100,000. We were all a little like, oh, nice.
You thought it would be more?
Well, keep in mind, the prize money had increased every year up until this point. It had never been the same 2 years in a row. So we assumed, I don't know.
Have you ever met World of Wonder?
They're
capping it.
$100,000 is nothing to scoff at. And just like logistically saying like $125,000 seems like weaker somehow. It's like, it's like a weird number.
It's hard to ante up from there. But I understand leaving it because like what are they going to do? 200? And then the next
even
year they're in for like
$200,000, it makes it seem like... that's kind of a weird number too. It's like, why wouldn't you go to
a million
at that point? So it makes sense, but we were all a little pluckzilla that we were getting prize money. And then the mini challenge.
And then they said, let's fuck up all y'all's drag. It's a Mike Ruiz water tank photo shoot, which is like remnants of like Top Model challenges. Everybody has to do it. Some girls will complain, and, you know, that's not very professional. But being tossed to the elements is always, like, a Drag Race first episode, like, standard.
Yeah.
So Jade is the first one up, and she doesn't even know why she's there. And then she doesn't know there's a big aquarium in the room. Did they back her into the room?
Like, she's
like, Hollywood, a big set. Oh my. Like, I love Jade, so I believe this.
She was nervous. She didn't know. But keep in mind, they told us you're going to be doing something that could potentially fuck your makeup up. So Matthew came in and set our fucking faces for filth with the setting spray. So we didn't know, but we kind of knew. We knew something fucked up was going to happen with water or whatever, but we didn't know. But they did prepare us by like spraying our faces with setting spray.
Did you know Matthew before that?
I had met Matthew, yes.
Cool. They told us on our day to wear stuff for our entrance look that we didn't care if it got ruined. Hair.
So I wore Dolce.
Did I? No, I wore Iron Fist. I was trying to get into the RuPaul Good Graces, so I wore an Iron Fist bikini. And some of the girls do this for their challenge too with the Iron Fist. They're smart. You'll see where that ends. Foreshadowing. Detox and Roxy both slay this challenge. I'm not surprised. They're Orlando girls. Orlando girls are used to being wet, wet and wild. It's their theme.
Wet and wild.
Serena's photo looks like a doll you threw underwater and tried to keep there. It doesn't work.
Yeah, so they get a great frog leg shot.
Splayed. And Alyssa does fine, and her picture is actually really, really pretty.
So gorgeous. Her so legs sickening. Can just spread from there to there.
And once
with the
her face clicked in to where the body was already performing at, like it was like picture. Like I thought she might have won actually seeing it. I forgot who won at the end, but Alyssa looked great, but she fell walking out, and it was really funny. She's like, at least I did it gracefully. I was like, that, okay.
I love Alyssa's, like, nervous, like girl on the phone operator voice. Like, girl.
At least I did it gracefully.
Like, girl, that voice is long gone.
Are we speaking to the woman of the house? Jinx is here, and she loses her contacts, and she's literally looks like the girl from Tangled, but, like, underwater. She's just, like, all hair, and then, like,
She's struggling. She's having trouble. Just a little bit tangled. And she explains that she did not know how to swim. Her uncle pushed her off a log. In a river.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trauma. So. Triggered. But speaking of struggling, then it's my turn.
Yeah. What can you tell us about this? Let me do that.
Okay, first of all. Let me start. Okay. Baby, you need to get it together
first of all,
before
you
want
to read.
Baby, we need to get it together before you want to read. This was horrible. I did not do a good job. That's very apparent.
Did you have contacts in? Because I know that you have vision problems and that could be like water thing.
I was wearing custom black, like, prescription contacts, which
were my. Did you take them out?
Yes. I was like, I can't go swimming with these in because I need these for the whole season.
Because so Jinx lost hers.
Right, exactly. They brought me two little Dixie cups. I was being high maintenance and demanding on day one, Diva. They brought me two Dixie cups with fucking water in them and I took my contacts out. So, first of all, I'm climbing the thing totally blind.
Not even saline?
I'm also wearing plastic. So bear in mind that plastic water doesn't permeate through it. So it was creating like a bell jar, like a diving bell that would not submerge. So as much as I was trying, I couldn't submerge myself.
And why didn't you go in head first?
I don't know. Still watching this, I'm so baffled. Like, you watch Lanesha go down under the water and just sort of like linger there and just like, I'm like, how do you go underwater? I don't know. It was really hard. And I did get out and I said, you know what? I fail. I can't do this. And they said, well, you can go in and have one more try. And I turned around and I said, okay, I'm going to do that.
Didn't show you doing it?
We did end up getting a photograph. It was not a good photograph, but I did end up getting a photograph. I went back in when they gave me a second chance, but they didn't show that because, you know, it's not as
because they were editing. They were editing you from the start.
But I never should have said, oh, I give up. I fail. I can't do it. I never should have done that. I should have just like taken whatever shitty photo I ended up getting. But
shoulda, coulda, woulda. Lanesha was fabulous. She was last, she gave them everything you didn't, for sure.
Nothing moved. The hair stayed perfectly in place. The garment.
It was like dipping a Christmas ornament in the water. It looked just as beautiful under the water, only shinier. Honestly, Lanesha is everything.
So beautiful.
I did a podcast with Morgan and I think like a couple of the girls, Morgan and Mariah, maybe Angina, and like Lanesha was there and. I tried to like talk to him and like hit on him. And like, it was the second time I've done it where I've tried to hit on him when he was a boy. And I forgot that he was my sister because I've only met him twice. And each time I'm like, who's that?
Well, girl,
he's so fucking handsome.
It makes for good reality television programming if you date other Rue girls. So I think you should go for it.
Okay. Yeah.
You can go up into a Ferris wheel together and rent out the whole pod for you and the camera crew.
Oh, yeah. The 12-person pod.
And then you can just sit there and be like, mm-hmm.
I haven't seen that episode yet. That's...
Oh, it's fabulous. Check it out.
I can't wait. So back in the workroom, the girls are de-dragging and taking looks at each other. And the dolls have a question for Jinx, and so do I. Why did she have one eye covered? Was she in some pirate intern program we didn't know about, or was it because she lost her contacts?
I think it had to do with the contacts. I think she had some sort of abrasion on her eye because of going in the water with contacts in, and I think it fucked shit up. And I think that's what the eye patch is about. Roxy's very perplexed. Roxy's like, she's wearing an eye patch. I don't know what's going on. So wait, you have narcolepsy? Does that mean you fall asleep out of nowhere? And Jinx explains that, like, no, it's not like it is.
It's not Juice Bigelow.
Right. It's not like it is in the movies. She's not like the guy in Moulin Rouge who just falls asleep in the middle of the,
Oh, yeah. But wait till she takes her teeth out. We're going to take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break and take our teeth out.
I knew you were in drag, secret sister. Put your teeth back in. We're on the air.
You know all the secrets in my spires, don't you? Yes.
Are you ready? You're daywalking, honestly, right now. And
honey, speaking of daywalking, you were doing it back then, too. They got us fully together with this fucking...
Y'all had your foreheads out.
This fucking bus stop ass fucking double-decker bus bullshit. When I tell you... They showed about 10 seconds of this song on the show, of us having a gay old time on the roof of a double-decker bus. When I tell you it was a hellish long full day of driving us all around Hell's Half Acre, all around Hollywood, fucking Beverly
Hills. It started downtown at the studio, too, because I recognize that from where they filmed All Stars 1 with the girls walking. And then they took you to Marco's, which is where I'm filming currently at One Street Over. So that's like at least like 20 minutes. Were you on top of the bus the whole 20 minutes or were you inside at least?
We never saw the interior of the bus. We were stranded on the top
in
of the
wigs?
Bus.
In downtown LA?
They had us running this song over and over, trying different arm choreo, trying different angles, waving off the side.
Who was doing the arms? Was it Theron yelling, do these?
Probably. I don't know. but yeah, it was a harrowing day. It was very, very hot. It was very rough. I mean,
It was July in the summer in LA.
And then they didn't even use it. So.
No. And what they did use, it felt so weird. Was it like a cross promo with the tour bus company? Like, what the fuck?
I honestly have no idea. But we did wave at fake celebrities that weren't really there. And they have Coco Montrese in the interview chair saying, we were waving at celebrities. This was fabulous. Like, no,
Coco's going to get the screen time. She will say it.
It's just an example of, like, they tell you to say shit in that interview chair. Yeah. And the only way you get to go have dinner is if you fucking do it. So never hold anyone accountable for what they say in the interview chair because you are under duress.
And you were nowhere near Beverly Hills.
No,
nowhere, not at gunpoint, not near it at all. You were in Hollywood on Las Palmas, and then they said, oh, go around to the VIP, and you walk south, even though you're shown walking around the corner of World of Wonder a block away after, into the dumpster area where they throw parties, where they used to throw fun parties. RuPaul would DJ there. They were great. Like watching National Treasure and being from Philadelphia. You're like, how did they jump from 13th Street to 5th Street all of a sudden?
Right.
Like, Nick Cage, you couldn't have jumped that roof like that, bitch.
Right.
And it's my neighborhood, so I feel pressed personally.
Exactly. I mean, it's right by you. We finally end up in the alley by World of Wonder, and RuPaul is there with the COVID suit, the pink hazmat suit, which would be great for the current day.
Right. I think Marco made that.
It's sickening, and I want one. And we have to dumpster dive. I felt very at home.
But you got to meet Camille Grammer first. That must have been huge for everybody.
She was actually very lovely that day. She was very nice. She was very nice.
I mean, she's your mortal enemy tomorrow. Oh, no. She stands up for you with no earring. Never mind.
Yeah.
I rescind.
Thank you, Camille.
So the maxi challenge is basically the girls diving in a dumpster for 1 minute, which is not a lot of time to collect stuff.
Yeah.
And you have to make a red carpet runway look that screams Hollywood red carpet couture.
Right. Okay.
So every other challenge. I mean, the third one was like Christmas.
Yeah.
What was season two? Curtains? Gone with the Wind.
Right. Yeah.
I forget what season one was, but this is, you know, the season one challenge everybody knows is coming. Make an outfit out of something you wouldn't want to make an outfit out of. And this dumpster dive is hectic and the girls are getting hurt. Were you in any way damaged?
Were their bows thrown? It was chaotic and like people were pushing and shoving. I think there were like two or three.
Did anybody try to flip a dumpster or wheel it away?
No. I don't think so.
Was RuPaul egging you on?
I think RuPaul got the fuck out of there. RuPaul got the fuck out of there because there was shit flying everywhere. I was a little perplexed at how little trash there was.
Iron fist, fabric.
It was very like shoes and clothes and fabric and like fucking like sequin like fabric. I was like, where's the fucking trash? I want to make some shit out of trash. So I located this green fucking saran wrap. Yeah, cellophane. Cellophane wax. And that's what I focused on. That's what I grabbed.
Okay. Well, I'm glad there were no injuries. You almost poke someone's eye out, though, in the workroom when you start helicoptering your horse dick everywhere. Were you putting it on specific work tables and saying that one's mine? Were you trying to intimidate the competition? Were you trying to say, hey, do you want to smell Sharon? Come here.
Oh my God. No, I had always, I just really wanted to just like, I worked so many years and so long to get into that fucking workroom that I was like, I want to be naked in this workroom. Like it's my home. Like I wanted to just like have that moment. Mm-hmm. And God bless Coco Montrese for saying that line about the horse dick.
Horse mask.
Because I tell you, the legend is way bigger than the actual dick. So God, thank you, Coco Montrese, for that.
No, it's just
I
that you're wearing bigger hair now, and like it looks smaller. It's still big. So Jade is pulling out this red sequin fabric, and Roxy says, "Oh, she got paillettes."
So how do you say it? Paillettes?
Paillettes. It's French, and it's like, it's one of those things that doesn't make sense in the English language, and you just learn to say it right.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're... But people say it all kinds of ways, and that's fine. But Alyssa is friends with...
You're my sister now.
Yeah. All the girls are trying to intone that Alyssa's trying to cozy up to get some fabric from Jade. And Coco says, be careful, Jade.
And if you want to see how long we were out in the fucking sun, just look at Alyssa's farmer's tan. Because we were out in the sun so long, she has a fucking tan strap from that day of being on the bus.
When they gave us our directive for season one, they said, wear something you can move in. And
yeah,
we knew it was like something during the day and whatever. Did they give you any directives for your day walking? When you were out there, did they say it was going to be physical or outside or on the top of a bus or like to secure your wigs better? Because you had this weird like Maid Marian type of headpiece hat thing on. It looked like it could have been like a stewardess like on the Arabian Airlines.
Like Emirates.
Yeah. But not as good. Yeah, what was that?
I hate you so much.
This was years ago. I would have told you to your face if I'd known you better.
So much.
Everyone had sunglasses.
I believe they told us it's going to be day drag. Like, it's going to be daytime, like, daytime realness or whatever
Jada Pinkett Smith Fish.
Right. So, a lot of us were smart and wore sunglasses. I wore sunglasses and a hat because I know that
daylight is no friend to the dragon.
Girl.
Hello, is this the mayor of New York? I was wondering if we could put the Statue of Liberty in a wig. Hello?
Then RuPaul comes in for the work, through the workroom, for the walkthrough.
Yeah. Walk.
And Coco explains that she just wants to keep her look kind of classy.
Girl, I had to look up from the computer because I was like, what is she talking about? And then I was like, let me see this outfit. And then I saw the cones on the titties. She is taking the going to Hollywood like look literal. And she said, you know what, baby? I'm from Vegas. This is subtle for me because I'm doing it in creams and neutrals. She will go to the grave swearing that that's a subtle, natural outfit because it's in creams and tops. Bitch, I swear. Tops. And God bless Coco. love her.
Her final look ended up coming together and looking really fierce
on the runway. She lived.
She was directing
that episode, honestly, because she was telling everybody, we're going to talk later. We need a Oh, yes, we do, Miss Alyssa. Yes. It was great.
Serena Chacha explains what soft sculpture is.
And what the fuck is soft sculpture?
I'm glad she's bringing some elevation to this silly little drag show.
Fabric as clothes, it's actually soft sculpture? Is that what she's saying?
I think it is like literally piling on fabric to create like shapes with it rather than like folding and sewing.
Got it.
Which the ultimate look didn't end up working, but I do believe that soft sculpture. Oh my God. I believe it has terrible. The capability of looking very beautiful, but RuPaul is kind of reading her for being directionless and not really knowing what the fuck.
Well, I mean,
taking too long to assemble the outfit, which is the real problem.
Yeah. A little less conversation, a little more action. For sure. Now,
a little less soft sculpture, a lot more action. Nah.
A little more construction. So Penny says that she's a one-trick pony about you. And Jade looks over and says, she's like, we don't have to talk about that then.
I would like to talk about it.
Oh, yeah. They said that you were like a bad Sharon. And then someone said, and then later in the episode, there's a point where Serena Chacha, or where Vivian says, everybody's saying it. And I'm like, I love this. Get her, Jade. Literally, this is like
shady and horrible.
All the girls, but this is literally the season that spawned the Get Her Jade meme with Coco. Like, this season had so much shade. This season made season four look like an amuse-bouche. Bitch, because y'all brought it. Yeah. I mean, season four, we really did our thing, but season five is shady. And Roxy says, your future Rolaska Talks team member says, hope that doesn't land her in the bottom too, when they're talking about your one-trick poniness.
That sucks. That hurt my feelings watching that shit, because, like, everyone was so nice to me in the room, and that was shady as fuck.
Don't let the tears break the water line.
But like, were they wrong? It was like, no, like, that was the everyone was gonna compare me to Sharon, who had a stellar run on the show, and I was like, I was a fucking mess at the time.
And you were wearing pony things, so I mean, it was literally
I was wearing Sharon's clothes, like her day, like in the workroom, like her daytime clothes. I was wearing the same clothes that she wore on the fucking show. So, like, they are not wrong in any way. And the judges let me know as well. And that's part of the, like, overall development of the, you know, whatever. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, Roxy lost 70 pounds, and they show her pictures from before, and her and Rue have a cute little conversation, how like Rue is telling her, well, you're not big, but you're thick, and then Roxy goes, and juicy, and it's just, it's perfect. It's Roxy repping right from the beginning for the big and juicy girls. And thick and juicy is also what Penny is trying to describe her torso as to RuPaul. And she's like, I got this torso here. Like, she's describing a longshoreman's refrigerator or something. She's like, so we do a drop waist to the knee. And then we show a little bit of ankle at the bottom, just in a front slip.
They were all too harsh on Penny's look. And we'll get into that when we get to the runway. But I thought it was pretty.
I don't want to get into it. But speaking of, RuPaul comes around to you and she mentions that you're supposed to turn trash into something like a treasure. And you say you don't have a problem with it looking like it came from a dumpster. And Rue nods because she's looking at you, I guess.
Well, I was the only one in the room who used unconventional materials to make my look. I mean,
Ivy was in Valentino. I mean, that was Valentino, right. Basically.
Which is great, couture. But it's like, why don't you just take fabric off the wall and sew something? Like, I wanted to do something that looked like it was made from trash that I found in a dumpster. And I feel like I was the only one who did that. And so there was a little bit of like, okay, well, I hope it looks good. I don't know. But I thought it ended up looking really nice. So,
yeah. So these mirror chats, getting ready for the runway.
I bring the beast.
I bring the beast, for sure. Alyssa is talking to, walks by Coco, and she looks at her director cone titty outfit and says, very you. And then Coco just freezes. And then Alyssa repeats it again from her work table. This is like one of those ooh nurse moments where she has to say it again, like, very you. Like, she wants Coco to know, I'm just kidding with you. I'm still being funny. But Coco's not having it yet. And Alyssa just keeps going, very you.
Trying to show
the room like she's joking. What was it? Tell me, girl. You were there.
Alyssa is a mean girl. Watching this season, Alyssa is so trying to provoke everyone over here. She does it to me, too, in this very scene. She's trying to provoke everybody. She says such rude shit to people. And because she says it like, who's the guy? Don Knotts. Uh-huh. Because she says it like in this kind of goofy voice, it sort of like slips by. But like, this person is being so shitty to these fucking drag queens in this show. She is.
Yeah. Monica tells Serena that she should be worried if she's not nervous. Serena's mouth, it's like unhinged. She comes for Penny and says something about like, they're like, where's Panama? And then she says, between Costa Rica and blah, 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 blah. And then Penny is just like standing right behind her in the line of fire. And Serena looks up and says, you should consider going there. They have a lot of retirement people. The number one retirement place in them. Like, it's
so
just like,
rotted.
Oh, why was she so rotted to Penny off the get? And was she insulting to you? And what did she say if so?
I mean, I had a good time with Serena. I thought she was really nice.
But that mirror chat?
Well, no. I mean, I didn't catch all those little things because I wasn't paying attention.
First of all, where was your station so I can get a read for the season?
Serena and Jinx and I were, if you're looking at the row of mirrors, we were on the very far right. So,
by the
like,
snacks.
We were over there. Yes.
And where was your station, please?
Well, Jinx was on the end, then Serena, then me.
No, your closet. I mean, sorry.
Oh, it was right by the door, like where you go out to the challenge. Like, if you're looking at that door, it's the one on the right.
The one on the right. Oh, yeah. Okay. I forget who was there for my season there. But that seems like a nice door.
Very nice.
Yeah, and all your stuff is seen when the girls walk back into the workroom after losing.
Yeah, so I, like, decorated my shelf with, like, you can kind of see, like, I put, like, masks with hats and wig, like a chicken mask, a devil mask, like, on it. So it was decorated.
Gorge. You get asked a lot of questions about your relationship about Sharon.
Of course.
They all just come at you with them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it felt like that. It felt like everyone wanted to talk about it. And of course, why not? But, you know, I got to tell them my story. And then Alyssa was like, oh, but she's still the superstar in the relationship, right? I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, who says that?
Fucking Alyssa does.
Alyssa Edwards. So at this point, the people that have had it with Serena are Detox, Roxy, Vivian, Jade. Vivian's eyes could be on a cheese plate because they are
cutting.
And she's just saying just that mouth. And it is... So Jade Jolie says the classic line, cover girl, don't cover boy, baby. And it is... Jade's old makeup, by the way, she didn't need any. She's a gorgeous little, like, rainbow bright preteen doll.
Yeah.
But, like, her seeing how her face has changed from then to now that she's Taylor Swift, it's, like, the evolution. It's amazing.
Yeah, definitely. Now, no one's featuring Serena at this moment.
She literally says she's that girl in the dressing room. I was this girl once. I was that girl who was like, ooh, I'm only 19. And then you know what happened? Dolly Levi got me kicked out of the Queen Mary. Like, yeah, I was that exactly. dumb girl talking, that child. And she's like, is it just because I'm 21 and I only had to audition once? Just like, no, coming for all the girls.
It's
she
not
said
just that.
That.
No, it wears very thin, very quickly. Fast.
It's,
and
if
it
it's not funny,
really work.
It's just like, then why are you saying it? Like,
right, exactly.
Yeah, what is your point here? Do you want to alienate these girls that you just met or
yeah.
what?
Well, why don't we get into this runway? Let's take a break.
Ooh,
and we'll
can I take a break?
Runway.
I need to change my pad.
Yeah, you should.
She came from Seattle with a dress and a dream.
The sleeper fan favorite and champion of season 5, Jinx Monsoon.
Here to take us on a journey with her opinions, memories, and thoughts on season 5.
Let's find out what
Jinx thinks.
Here's the thing I'll say though. My my ugly moments on Drag Race. My entrance look was not one of the ugliest.
You looked
moments.
Amazing.
I thought I
in.
Looked great.
Yeah,
and my
shot
makeup
in the
was
wide,
actually
too.
Pretty okay that day. No, I think it was funny that, like, I felt like everyone just kind of thought, like, oh, she's going to go home first. But I was like, I was pretty all right on the first day. I was just excited that I did know someone there because I was so certain I wasn't going to know anyone there. But Jade Jolie and I used to, we gigged together one summer. We did a show in Portland together every Wednesday. We were paid $40. We worked for like 5 hours, $40 plus tips. We had rehearsals every Monday and the show every Wednesday. And sometimes I would sell Jello shots on Thursday and I would make more money selling Jello shots than I would at my drag show that I was pouring my heart and soul into.
Well, that's how drag goes.
Speaking about makeup, though, you're absolutely right. You looked amazing walking into the workroom. It
what
was,
happened?
And this happened to me too a little because we were surrounded by like the most gorgeous, glamorous fucking drag queens on earth, and it fucks with your head.
Roxy, Jay Jolie, Coco, like gorgeous girls.
Yes. You start to look, Detox, you start to look around and you're like, am I doing drag wrong? I need to totally change it. Okay, I need a complete overhaul. I need to start doing my makeup completely
different
now.
Girl, Vivian Panay. I forgot about her. Girl, gorge. Like, how?
I feel like that definitely happened to me. I definitely let other people's styles start to affect my own, like, conviction in my own style and stuff.
Oh, the runway. Bring it to the runway. Runway. Mother is here.
RuPaul, maybe I just have a soft spot in my heart for this era of RuPaul's glam with, you know, Matthew doing the hair and the makeup. But I really thought she looked so exquisite this season. Really,
oh, yeah.
Really exquisite.
I love this dress. I would cut 5 feet off it and wear it as my own.
Right.
It's beautiful. Rue looks great. Michelle
it's
looks...
It's like a silver and green kind of moment, and she has the sort of sandy, soft blonde, curly, effortless hair. Mm-hmm. And the makeup this season was very... He went in a little bit more, Matthew
She's got
did.
A full white waterline underneath, and the upper isn't touching the lower. He gave her eyes in this. And at one point in this episode, you can see all the way around her eyes. She does this expression, and it's like, oh, wow, she's got some eye on.
It's very drag. Like, he goes in really deep, and I really appreciate that.
Michelle's look is a lot right now.
What is she
got
wearing? I don't
a rhinestone
remember.
Bow in her hair, plastic pink star earrings, some kind of shoulder shit, a pink frosty lip. It looks like she was still doing her own makeup at this point, honestly.
She probably was.
I know, yeah. She
that
didn't get lipstick nicked till later. But, yeah, she's got a lot on. And Santino... is there again for some reason. And Mike Ruiz is there, which is great. And Camille Grammer is there. And I'll forward you the pictures. She has every right to be there because she is in a wig.
Oh, she's participating.
She's participating.
I'm not mad. I love that.
Yo.
And the runway song is I Bring the Beat, which I love. It's about being a space alien. So I felt smiled upon by the drag gods in that moment.
What did they show this runway in the order that you guys walked, or did they change it?
Oh,
because first up to the runway was Roxy. Was she first in the walking order? Do you remember?
I think so, because they line us up and we were lined up in that order.
And you were by Vivian and Lanesha.
Yeah, I was toward the end of the line.
Well,
Roxy comes out in this black, sleek dress with the peekaboo hips and the blonde mohawk piece. Fabulous.
She feels like if Fifi's season four had a mom who was like the queen.
Right.
If Fifi was the warrior princess, this Roxy was the queen. It's the same like upsweep hair, big, huge eye.
Yeah.
Just gorgeous.
Really Jinx, gorgeous.
Jinx looks like she's dressing for the promo day where y'all are supposed to be goddesses. Because this would have been perfect for that.
Yeah, she
is. She's got this turquoise, goddess, Grecian vibe going with blonde hair.
I get what she's going for. I feel like it's kind of Gloria Swanson, kind of like early Hollywood.
Yep,
sort
silent
of like
film.
Yeah, even with her makeup, like she does the very like Clara Bow kind of eyebrow.
Mm-hmm.
I love the look she put together. I thought it was
really nice. Yeah, gorge. Detox comes out in a bra covered in pink sequin fabric, and then it's tacked to the center of the bra, and then it's a train.
When you've got that body, that's all you have to do, honey.
Oh, it's the body talk. The body talks. And she looks sickening. The hair is great. She's got a big dark eye on, and she's got all this fucking attitude, and it's so wonderful. And she knows most of the people there. I mean, she knew Rue. She knew Michelle. She'd been around.
I love it.
Yeah, everything.
She looks so good. That color hair with that sequin. And Michelle comments, wow, now I see where last year's backdrop went. Because, you know.
Ivy Winters.
Yes.
Is literally looking like a dream. She looks like Nadia Ormond in Versace in the 90s. It's just beautiful. The little star brooch. The hair is even cool. Let her be cool and funky with this hair. I don't love the hair, but like,
Dipper
it's so
says
cool.
It's a Karen wig. It's a choppy Karen.
Yeah, it's Choppy Karen.
It's not Karen styled like a Karen, but...
It's Chopped Karen. You
know, it is.
She looks so beautiful. It's a very beautifully detailed, gorgeous dress. Very well done for Ivy Winters. Honey Mahogany is giving us... Yes, it is very Pepper LaBeija. She's got the beaded headpiece, Queen of the Night.
One of the beads, as she's exiting the runway, like as she does her final pose, the beads keep moving and it flicks her in the eye. She blinks for 1 second, and then she goes straight back into model. It's good. So great.
That's what you have to do.
Yeah, it's shit on shit, and I love it. I love gold. She loves gold!
She picked a great color to go with. No one else really was doing gold for
this. Go ham on the gold, for sure. And Jade comes out. Jade Jolie put on everything. She said, oh, are you using that? She put on everything.
I
don't like her hair. But
she somehow managed to make herself look huge. And she is the tiniest, like she's 4 feet tall. She's so petite. And she made herself just look kind of like shapeless. I think this could have worked if she took the shit off her head and she took the NBC peacocks off her chest.
See, I would have taken the peacock. Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. I would have put in the peacock around the ear. And then done the hair all to one side, and then had a one-shoulder red dress with a huge draped sleeve, like very Erte. But like, she got the best piece of fabric in the trash and made the worst look.
Unfortunately, yes, that's
what
happened.
But that smile and the you know, it got her through enough, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
And Dark Lady left and danced. Alyssa's on the runway with this. It's a lot like her entrance outfit, where it's a lot of a lot. And it's like, it's very Magpie. It's like so much stuff. And a Catherine Zeta-Jones wig.
It is okay because she dresses like Dracula. This is what Lilacia was talking about. She is dressed like Dracula.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, she's not wrong.
The hair is nothing groundbreaking. And the hair is smearing her lipstick.
When RuPaul says the thing about y'all are safe or whatever, they zoom in on Alyssa's face and you can see where that curl of that polyester wig kept spreading the red glitter on her lip to her cheek.
Yep. Drag is hard.
Drag is tough.
But yeah, she looks like she's gotten attacked by a murder of ravens.
Can I tell you about Dracula's governess penetration
and then she,
in this and black then lace she, overlay?
Then she took the upholstery off the couch in the fucking Clue house and tacked it. Yeah.
Can't. I'm going to have a heart attack. I hate Penny's outfit, but I love her.
Why do you hate Penny's outfit so much?
It is a pink pillowcase with a black overlay and then black beaded accents, which I don't like.
She looked sickening to me. She looked pretty.
I agree with. I wish it was a side slit. What one of the judges said. I just think
I agree.
It's the outfit is not as funny as fun as Penny is, and Penny's so fun. And I just wish she was wearing something that she was more comfortable in, that she could have more fun in. I think, but she is given a little May West. She's given it a walk. She's doing her best on the runway, and she's selling it. And she's got a great
very
smile.
Confident. Very confident.
Very confident. Yeah. Who's next?
Coco Montrese.
And she's putting the B in subtle, I'm telling you.
Really? This Hard came B. together for me, though. The styling is great. The very, like, tight kind of finger wave hair. Mm-hmm. And for as crazy as the director tits and the film reel on the side of the head, for as crazy as that could have gone, I think this came together.
It. She totally grounds it, and honestly, she's walking around like it ain't no thing. She has director megaphones on her tits, and she's selling it. You know, she's a drag queen. It's what she does.
It came together.
I don't think there was ever a doubt that there was style involved with Coco in any of her outfits. The taste, though, with the director cones, that's what part is debatable for some. Vivian comes out looking like a trophy wife.
Yeah. Very stunning. I mean, Vivian
can't tell that was in the trash at all.
Right. Yeah. She's doing gold as well.
The hair is doing the most work on the runway. That hair and the mug.
Yeah. The hair is great, and her face is very effortlessly gorgeous.
The dress is nothing to write home about.
Yeah.
But if you did want to write home, you could talk about Alaska's dress, because that's kind of cute. Did you have a purple gown underneath it? Were you allowed your own undergarments and underpinnings?
No, that was fabric from the trash can. There was purple, and I thought that the green looked nice over the purple. And I was very used to making plastic dresses by this point. Penetration stapled me into this garment.
Sister.
And I wanted to incorporate the, like, recycling aspect of it, so I carried a bag of recycling to the end of the runway and dropped it off.
I love it.
I like it. I am perplexed as to why I'm not wearing earrings as well with up hair like that in a gown.
Yeah.
Earrings would help.
Michelle really chose to go in on that too. She's like, well, I don't see any earrings, young lady.
Well, Camille Grammer liked it. So
I like Camille Grammer's wig too.
Yeah.
Except the bottom needed to be brushed out. That's why I was like looking at it, and I was like, "Why does she? Why do those curls look crunchy?" Yeah. And then there was a point where she looked over, and I got a screen cap, and I was like, "Oh, because it's a full half wig." Yeah. Well, I sent screen. I sent you a screen cap.
She used her frontal. She used her frontal.
She did. Lanaysia looks like a full on. Like flamenco princess. It's this beautiful wallpaper gown with its own like entrance and shoulder fan, and she has a waist and volume, and it looks like Oscar de la Renta.
This is one of the best looks to ever walk down the runway. And to imagine that she made this out of fucking wallpaper, dude. It's exquisite. It's fabulous. It is such a deep salute. It's my favorite look.
And an iron fist shoe in the hair.
Yeah. Because, you know.
Iron fist. RuPaul. Just showing it all up. Monica comes out in an outfit that I would totally wear to get dick in. But
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Gucci.
It's a Gucci outfit.
I don't know what... Was it Hollywood? No, it was couture. Was
red
the
carpet couture?
Red yeah, carpet was, couture.
That was more ready to wear for sure. But she looked beautiful.
Yeah,
and she
did look
a lot like Lady Miss Keir.
Yeah, totally. She's very gorgeous. I don't know that it says red carpet couture, but maybe like for the Grammys or something at that time that you could actually see a celebrity wearing that. So
the Soul Train Lady of Soul Awards.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're done.
No, Serena Chacha, lest we forget.
And we're done. We're not done. Oh, yeah, that wig's done. Oh, what did she do to the side of it?
I almost could...
She had no friends in the workroom. Oh, goddamn.
There are styling choices that are perplexing.
Yeah.
The hair, for what, like, the garment itself actually is kind of nice. But then, I mean, there's like a crucifix, kind of gold chain. There's like ankle boot. There's
the boot is bad.
The 613, like really tight curl with the black roots with the John Lennon glasses. It seems visionless, which when you listen to her describe it, she starts saying like, I was trying to be spooky with it. It's like, I can see that you don't know what you're talking about or what you're trying to execute. But the garment itself, I didn't think was bad. I do
know that when she was explaining how she was working in the workroom, she said, you know, details first, like when you paint. And actually, when you paint, you do the broad strokes
last.
First. You do details last. So I don't know who taught her how to work and create things, but like that's usually not how it works. It was a little perplexing. But good for her. She made it on the show. Not everybody can say that.
And well, ladies, some of the girls are deemed safe. But don't call us. We'll call you. That's all. And she sends them away and the girls are terrified, but they're glad to be safe. Jinx, Detox, Honey, Monica, Vivian, Alyssa, Coco. They're all safe. They get to go out of the room. Now, for the judges' critiques, I have to tell you, I was terrified. This is terrifying. This is the moment you realize that, like, oh, this is how this fucking show works. Because it was like, okay, we're going to say some nice stuff about Roxy. We're going to say some nice stuff about Ivy. We're going to have a really nice conversation with Jade. Then they got to Penny, and it was like sharks eating chum in the water. It was like, I was like, oh my God, like they're being so mean to her. She looks great. She looks just as fine as everybody else up here. But I was like, oh, this is how it works. This is how you see who's in the bottom. Is like those judges went so hard in on her that I was like, oh fuck. Then they went to lunch.
Uh-huh.
So we were standing on the stage for an hour. My feet were dying. I was in plastic. My body temperature was fucking with my brain, and I thought I was going to pass out because I was wrapped in plastic like a fucking ham being reheated. So we're standing up there. The critiques last a really long time. I thought I was going to pass out. And then they're like, okay, before we get to Alaska, we're going to go to lunch. I'm looking down the line. There's only me, Linaysha and Serena left. And I'm like, they've only really been mean to Penetration. So like, I'm going to go. So I spent all of lunch, and you're not allowed to talk to anybody, but I spent all of lunch convinced that I was going to get red for filth and sent home.
Yeah. In your interview, you said something about being the first sent home, that it would be bad. And I agree. But, on my season, we only had two critiques before we got to lunch on our first episode.
Fuck.
And there were like 11, I feel like.
And you're just sweating bullets, Dina.
Sweating
you
it out.
You can't talk to anyone during lunch?
We could.
No, they do not. They did not let us speak to one another.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's my fault. My bad.
It was hard ice because they want you to save all discussions for when the cameras are up.
Speaking of when the cameras were on, Santino tells Ivy that she needs to bring the unconventional materials to the challenge, that the dress is too good and too cleanly made. This is just bullshit. You know, the girls use what they were provided. I understand that Santino has to have a point of view to keep his job as a judge, but, like, say something funny at least.
Well, it's a little like, yes, I kind of understand because you want something that says, oh, this is from the trash, but
they should have given you trash then. Instead, they gave everybody more than enough fabric to make fabric outfits, which was their fault, you know?
And then they said, do something red carpet couture. So Ivy Winters did exactly that. She looked red carpet ready, and then they read her for it. But, you know, that's Drag Race.
Whatever.
That's how it goes sometimes. The winner is none other than Roxy Andrews.
I think ooh, Roxy Andrews won this in interview, basically, when she was saying showing the shoes and RuPaul, and like Roxy was so charming. And I think Lanesha's dress, while it spoke to me a little bit more in the scope of it and everything,
yeah,
I think a lot of people would have worn Roxy's too. And I think Roxy just sold it up there. But she won a custom gown by Marco, friend of the pod, plus immunity. And I saw the gown that she won. It was sickening. It was kind of the one she wore in the fashion show that she did with him. It's so gorgeous on her. Yeah, so much body.
Yeah, we love Marco, deep friend of the pod. And, unfortunately, bottom two are Penetration and Serena Chacham.
And Party in the USA, Miley. Mm-hmm. This song is it's very clear from the get that who's gonna win, because Penny doesn't know the words to it, and she's trying to get through it. She does a lot of the turn ups, but this is one of the things that helps explain drag to an audience that doesn't know it. Like, one of the tricks is, if you don't know the words, you turn up the stage, you pull out your tit, you fight away, you do something, you get a shot, you drink a whole beer if you don't know a verse.
I don't think, well, yes, that's very good advice. Yeah. I don't think Penetration was like, oops, I don't know the words at all. I think she was fumbling a little, but I think she was just trying to get the girls at the back involved and like clapping.
Oh.
That's what she was doing. She was performing to us. And when you're there, you have the four people on the judging panel, and then you have fucking 18 people standing at the back of the stage. Who are you going to perform to if you're used to performing to an audience? You're gonna wanna work the whole room. So that's my defense of Penetration. But okay,
that makes more sense now to me. Why it looked
it was
like that
really hard to see her go home, because she is really such a fucking class act and really, really nice and lovely and great at drag, and she's still out there fucking representing Cincinnati and being
the cabaret
fucking amazing
in Cincinnati.
Yeah,
it's such a fun place. I usually go there with hard candy. Hey, Daniel. But I will see her soon. Hopefully
Daniel
next year.
Cole hard candy.
Daniel Cole hard candy.
And you know what? Penetration, I said this before, but Penetration showed up the next day for the promo shoot and was lovely to work with, professional, showed up, did amazing, did all the interviews saying, yes, I'm going to win and all this. And that's a classy ass fucking drag.
Yeah.
Fucking queen right there.
She gives me classy broad for sure.
Yeah.
So are there any little things that you could tell us about Untucked? Because we find out that Serena is a clown fucker, according to Alyssa.
Yeah, Serena was very flirtatious. I mean, she was.
With who? When she wasn't insulting people, was she trying to get dick?
I don't know if story it was line. Trying to get dick. I just think she's a flirtatious, like, charismatic person. And I think she was flirting with me a little bit, as I remember. But I don't know. You use all the tools in your toolbox. She's a young, like, cute person. Like, why not? Go for it.
Roxy is breaking down in Untucked that Alyssa borrowed ideas from all the other queens.
Oh, she
They're
was.
They're really giving it to Alyssa.
She was like, she went over there. As soon as I put feathers, She put feathers. As soon as I picked up a sparkly ruffle, she put on a sparkly ruffle. As soon as I did a headpiece, she did a headpiece. And it's true. And then they edit it with like, doom, 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 and Alyssa looking around the room and then like pulling out the thing. So Alyssa's a fucking cartoon character. She's very fun to watch. And this added to that.
Serena and Jade go in on each other. You weren't there for this, were you?
I don't remember. I'm a middle child. I'm generally a peacemaker and I don't like conflict. So I would just try to laugh and make a joke whenever that kind of shit would happen, because it happened a lot this season. And I tried to not be a part of it.
Girl, my favorite thing from this season, which I quote at least once a week to someone, is, Mama, this is garbage.
See? Alyssa. She's a mean girl in this season.
She told me that she was wearing a $40 synthetic wig, even though she said it was like an $800 human hair or something. That's what she told me out of her mouth. So, like, I love the legend and the lore of the Edwards, you know? It's just, she's like... Drag Bigfoot. There's always stories that you can't believe, but then you're like, wait, no, it's true. It's great. She's a legend.
It's true.
Mama, this is garbage.
There will be, Mama, this is garbage.
This is garbage.
We will get into so much more with this season. What a pleasure this is. And
snake season.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's ulcers too. Sorry.
Right. Yeah. I was still a horse at this point.
Horse, before it became a snake. It's equine season.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us for Race Chaser Classic this week.
I'm Willem.
And I'm Alaska.
And we'd love for you to write a little review of our podcast if you got a minute on the podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe. You just take a moment and you leave us a rating too. That would be lovely.
Yeah.
Because we want to know our value based on 1 to 5 star scale, because we are superficial like that.
Well, we like to hear it, and it also helps more people find our podcast.
And can you leave a little on the dresser? I'm a little light this month.
Sorry, baby, I'm a little light this month. You can follow the geese. You can follow the geese at Willem at the Only Alaska 5000, and our Race Chaser account is at Race Chaser Pod.
Ooh, plus we have bonus content, and we're talking like 27-minute videos here at patreon.com/Willem, and it's pay-to-play, so choose which video you like and leave the coins on the dresser and hit the dough. You can search for Race Chaser content by searching with the hashtag, wait for it,
Race Chaser. You can also email us anytime at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
Wear a mask. This
is very important. Yes, wear a mask.
Wash your hands.
Socially distance. Mm-hmm. Respect each other out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And oh my God, the ducks! Sorry. The ducks are on duck
delay.
Are
they mighty? They're mighty. We want to remind you, as always, Black lives continue to matter every fucking day. Mm-hmm.
And because our leaders in government don't always agree to that, make a voting plan now, please. Because if you don't know what you're doing... Now, November 3rd, that's like close, and you need to get registered and all that stuff. You can Google, am I registered to vote? And then input your info, and it will tell you if you are registered to vote. It's really easy. And check the show notes for voting registration info.
That's right.
That's hot goss.
That's hot goss.
Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck.